This is Corporate Cafecito, where we discuss career development and entrepreneurial growth strategies. I'm Mario Rodriguez.
Y yo soy Nayeli Suarez Guez. Go get your cafecito and let's talk about professional growth.
Welcome back to Corporate Cafecito. I am Mario Rodriguez.
Y yo soy Nayeli Suarez Guez.
And today we have a special guest, good friend of ours, Eve Rodriguez from Rodriguez Media Communications. Welcome, Eve. How are you?
I am well. Thank you so much for the invitation. It's great to see you again, Mario and Nayeli. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, thank you so much. So, Eve, let our listeners know, who is Eve Rodriguez Montoya?
Thank you for that. A Latina. Proud Latina, born and raised here in Chicago, actually, from La Villita. Both my parents immigrated from Mexico over 50 years ago. I was actually doing the math. Yeah.
Wow.
I was doing the math because I'm like, that question's going to come up. And I'm always saying that I'm a daughter of Mexican immigrants, the first generation.
Yeah.
And I'm always thinking like, God, they've been here for so long. And I did the math. It's over 50 years. So I was talking to my dad this morning and I'm like, Dad, you've been here longer than that. So yes, born and raised in La Villita. I went to Chicago Public Schools, Gary Elementary.
Where'd you go to high school?
My parents are business owners. So after some time, building the business, we moved out to the suburbs for high school.
I was like, where'd you go to high school?
Yes, we went. I also public high school, Amos Alonzo Stagg in Palos Hills. Spent some time there. And then for undergrad, I came back to Chicago and enrolled in Columbia College because I was interested in communications. Funny story, my dad actually took me to the Museum of Communications when I was a senior in high school. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you should do radio. You know, you would be great for that. And I'm like, I would? You know, I'm 17. I'm like, oh, I don't want to do radio. I want to be on TV. You know, I was very interested in communications. And I'm like,
you're like, look at this face. Yeah.
Don't I have a face for TV?
And she's been on TV. Yes.
And, it just kind of got my, blood flowing when it came to communications. Because I saw my parents, they're immigrant business owners. They started importing candy and piñatas from Mexico over like 25 years ago.
Which, by the way, thank God they did because it was so great to be able to buy them
instead
here.
Of making them.
Yeah.
Nayeli, that is a reason for their success. You know, my dad always said that, by the way, I'm talking a lot about my dad. His name is Eduardo. And he said that he would realize when they traveled from Mexico that people would pack their suitcases
full of candy to bring it back.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's weight limits. There's mm-hmm. extra fees, mm-hmm. right? When your suitcases weigh a little more than they should.
Right.
So my dad looked into. He was in the supermarket business with my mom. You know, it's both my parents. Her name is Evelia. I'm named after her, but I started using Eve in college. Just because I felt like it had a better ring or people would remember it mm-hmm. more than Evelia. Now I'm like, I'm going to revert back, So they build the business together and realized that was a big piece that, once they had the supermarket, they thought, well, let's dive into what it takes to bring candy and piñatas from Mexico. And it was a pretty intense process, working with Customs and Border Protection and FDA. And, they figured it out. They figured it out. They taught, my brothers.
And this would have been like pre-Google, pre-internet, pre-all of that
100%.
Stuff.
This was during the Clinton administration when NAFTA passed. So the North America Free Trade Agreement allowed for this type of trade to happen. So, my parents, very savvy. They were already in business, for a good 15 years with supermercados. And so they ventured into the candy business and the policy allowed for that. So they imported the candy and piñata, started Dulcelandia. First store was actually in Brighton Park, right on Kedzie and 52nd. Mm-hmm. Second store, which is a flagship store, is La Villita. And now fast forward to today, they have, six stores operating. They do a lot of wholesale. Now my youngest brother is running the candy business. So
Marco,
he gets full credit. Yes, Marco. he's running it. He's done a phenomenal job also taking advantage of, you know, e-commerce and, you know, selling some of this, some of these products that people are looking for, not only in Chicago, but like neighboring states, you know.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So really expanding the family business.
So you had a lot of entrepreneurship just poured into you at an early age.
Toda la vida.
And now you're a successful Latina entrepreneur owning her own communications company. So tell us, you know, what sparked that? Because I know you have a trajectory too that you also, you know, worked with city government as well.
Yes.
And then so take us through that whole journey from working there.
Who are you, Elena?
I know. It's always so easy to talk about the family business. Because like you said, it's been in my life my whole life.
Exactly.
But I did take an entire path with my journey in communications. So after I graduated from undergrad, I got my first job in New York. And I worked as an NBC page. And that was just super eye-opening. So
what's a page?
A page is someone that, it's like really, it's kind of like an internship.
Okay.
But it's a position where you're getting paid and you're learning on the job. So it's like for first year out of college, you apply. It's very competitive. People who want to get into communications and media become pages. There's some famous ones out there that have been very successful through having gone through the page program. So I did that, and you know, I was 21 when I went to undergrad. I didn't really have a lot of options because my dad is from Durango, very strict.
Oh, yeah.
And so when I graduated high school, I was 17. And he's like, no, you're not going to U of I like your brothers. You know, you pick something local where you can drive to, you know, and come home. So,
oh my God. Right? I went through the same thing. I went to UIC because my dad was like, no.
Right. Thank you. I love that, you know, we can share in that because it seemed very unfair. But at the same time, I think I'm one where everything happens for a reason, right? And you make opportunities out of your challenges.
Right.
So I went to Columbia, and what that did is really, you know, expose me to the media world locally. But as soon as I graduated, I'm like, ooh, I'm going to the number one market for media and communications, and that's New York. And I applied for this program. I, you know, asked my teachers for recommendations. They were like, absolutely. And I got in, and so I had to move and live in New York. And I lived in New York from 21 till about like 23.
Okay.
And then I came back to Chicago, jumped into the family business. I came back actually because, you know, a lot of missing hometown and family. And sure. I was missing a lot of what was happening. And I thought, well, I can always come back and figure things out in Chicago. It's still a number three market.
Right.
Even though I was offered a full-time position at NBC following my page program, I thought that, you know, with what I had learned, I had two solid years in a number one market, I would come to Chicago and be able to, you know, really build my life here and my career. So I came back and started working in the family business. I was involved in organizations and nonprofits. And I always talk about you give a little to make a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I did some of that work. I got to meet Mayor Daley through that process. And he asked me, you know, what are you doing now in Chicago? I said, well, I'm working in the family business. I have a degree in communications. I spent 2 years in New York. I think his brother at the time was in New York, and he said, would you ever consider working for the city? And I said, oh. And he's like, yeah, you know, we have communications and everything we do. And I'm like, absolutely, Mayor Daley. I would love to work for the city. And so I did, you know, I was asked to come in. It was a lengthy process. You know, they asked for, I interviewed and started working in government in communications for the Mayor Daley administration. And at the time, they needed Spanish speakers. So that really helped me. And I'm bringing that up now because that will be a reoccurring theme of, like, my entire career in communications. The fact that I was bilingual really made me stand out, you know. And I had already, you know, received a degree from accredited university. I spent time in the number one media market. But my foot in the door with the Daley administration was that I was bilingual. Mm-hmm. And I don't shy away from that. That's a skill set.
It's still in demand.
And it's so still hard. Like, you know, right now with my boys, I'm like, speak Spanish.
Right.
And the worst part is when my parents speak to the boys in English and I'm like, don't speak to them. Like, you would never speak to me in English. Their English is okay. Like, it's good enough. But I'm like, no, your job is to teach them Spanish.
But they're probably like wanting to practice themselves, right? Yeah. Without like, feeling awkward, right? Like it's their grandkids. So I work through my career at the city. It's the city level, and just worked my way up. I worked in communications for major city departments, like the Department of Transportation, the Department of Aviation, and the Fire Department. And in that, it was always like, on call communications, infrastructure departments, public safety departments. So I learned a lot. I learned a lot about, working with the media, going to events, not only scheduled, but unscheduled events, crisis and accidents, right, and fires,
mm-hmm, yeah,
and, getting there, before the media got there so I could stage, place a staging area, find the chief or the police sergeant, talk to them and tell them, who's at the scene. And so here's this Latina running around doing all this work. And one thing is I was always like, wow, like I was the only one, that looked like me, working with all of these different, mm-hmm, people here in government. And I really enjoyed it. I spent 10 years working for Mayor Daley in different communications roles for these departments. Mm-hmm. And then Mayor Daley retired. So I thought, okay, 10 years, city government, communications.
Under your belt.
Under my belt. I can go out into the world.
Right.
Find a private sector job, mm-hmm, which was my goal. When you're working in the public sector, you it's an understanding that you're not going to get paid, very well. But you are going to build relationships, and you are going to build character, and you're going to work very hard, and you're going to get knocked down because it's a hard life in when you work in government, when you work as a public servant.
Sure.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not easy.
You're there to do public service. You know, mm-hmm, you're not an elected official. So he retired, and the news, spread through entire city government. Everyone, imagine it's like 40,000 employees. Mayor Daley is retiring. Like, what's going to happen?
Right.
And Mayor Emanuel comes into office, and people in my area, which is communications, and we serve like at the pleasure of whomever's in office, the commissioner or the mayor, mm-hmm, right? And so, it's an understanding that they may come with their own people.
Correct.
And Mayor Emanuel did just that. He came with,
his
people
staff,
from D.C., from, mm-hmm, his time at the White House.
Right.
People he knew when he was in Congress, some New York people, L.A. And so communications was like the place where it's very important. Like policy and communications works hand in hand in city, mm-hmm, government. So whatever work they're doing needs to get out to the constituents, right? The voters. So we were all kind of like wondering what was going to happen. And then I get the call. I was working at aviation with one of my favorite commissioners, Rosemary Andolino. She's very well-known in the aviation space. And she was the commissioner I was working for. And I got a call from City Hall saying that the new communications director for Rahm Emanuel, Mayor Emanuel, wanted to meet with me. And I thought, oh, this is it.
Here we go.
It's
ready.
It's time to sell more candy. And so I get there and I, go up to the fifth floor, and she literally, the door opens. I sit down. Her first question, do you speak Spanish? I said, of course. At that point now, I had gone back to school and got my master's in public policy at Northwestern.
Oh, great.
So during my 10 years of city government, yes. Because I thought, okay, I have communications covered. But let me get into the, the policy side of things, like understanding that. So I got a master's in public policy and administration at Northwestern, 2-year program. Really recommend it for people who are thinking about working with government or in government or becoming an elected official. Mm-hmm. It's very accessible in regards to like the timing. You can do it in the evenings, and then, it's one Friday every month. So I walk in there with, that confidence of like 10 years of city government experience. 3 infrastructure departments and public safety departments, a master's degree at Northwestern. And I'm like, well, let's see what she's going to say. And
right.
Her first question
Spanish?
Was, do you speak Spanish?
Yeah.
Are you bilingual? And I'm like, of course I'm bilingual. Yes. And she's like, okay, would you mind coming to the mayor's office and working on our communications team under Mayor Emanuel? And I said, not at all. So that started another 5
years.
Like,
let me get my computer. I'll be right back.
When do I start now?
Yeah.
Gracias por tomarte tu cafecito con nosotros. If you're enjoying this, please leave a review wherever you listen.
Share and follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and also at corpcafecito.com. Let us know what you'd like to hear or if you'd like to be part of our show.
I actually always wanted to work at City Hall because it when I first started working for the city back in 2002, I was actually tossed over to CDOT. You know, that was my first department. Not tossed over, but that's where they needed me.
Placed you, yeah.
Yeah, they placed me with transportation, then fire, and then aviation. And I never served at the mayor's office, and now I was going to serve under a new mayor who was bringing a new, fresh perspective, a ton of energy.
Sure.
And all these new people. And so I said yes to that opportunity and got to meet him. And he appointed me deputy press secretary. And I worked in the Emanuel administration for 5 years.
That's amazing. Is that when you started your own company?
Yeah. So after 5 years, he got reelected. Shortly after he got reelected, I said, you know, 15 years, yes, tiempo. You know, like I've got to do something else. And my friends joke with me. They're like, yeah, you're a tier one pensioner. Like, go do something else.
Yeah.
So I, decided with the relationships I had made in the media and, you know, working just with different communities, I thought, well, it's time, you know, to start my own firm. The one thing that I realized is I felt like when I was in the mayor's administration or mayor's office, they were always looking to engage with the Latino community in a very effective way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, you know, maybe that's something I can do is try to figure out, like, if individuals want to do business in certain communities or offer grants or quesadilla, right? That they would know who to talk to and who to get connected. And I'm a big connector. Like, I love it. You know, I do it for, you know, because I love doing it, not for any other reason. So I thought that would be an avenue. So when I left the city, there's a rule that you can't, you know, do business with the city or work with the city for a year. So it's like an ethics rule. Mm-hmm. So I jumped into the family business and worked, for some time in the family business, did some earned media, got a new brand going within Dulcelandia, and then thought the Latino consumer market is massive.
Yes. You know,
our population numbers are like through the roof.
Yeah.
We're growing as consumers. We're loyal and very, committed consumers. Once we like something, we're sticking with it.
Yep.
And also the voting population. So there's like a lot of different avenues where
right.
I could grow in if I have my own firm. So I registered Rodriguez Media Communications in like 2018, and I became a minority woman-owned firm certified. So I could do work city, state, county.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's just me. It sounds like a big operation, but it's me. I'm a consultant. I work as a consultant, and I work with clients in development, manufacturing, transportation, and some government. And I'm like you mentioned, very entrepreneurial. So I'm very pro business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very much about like, you know, that's where I come from.
Right.
Like my family instilled that in me. My dad, get the work done, come to this country. There's an opportunity, and then create opportunities for others.
For others, yeah, you got to lift as you climb.
Yep. So you know, the business he created employs, you know, 50 people from all different neighborhoods. I mean, they're in Little Village, they're in Logan Square, they're in Brighton Park, they're in Chicago Ridge, they're in Aurora, you know, and these are communities that were, you know, that are an opportunity to uplift and also like bring some joy. You know, Dulcelandia does that automatically.
It
right? does.
It's very colorful. If you've not gone to one of the locations, pop in there. It's like, I'm back at home, man, Mexico. Yeah. So Eve, brand is something that's very important. Right, and I see through your trajectory in your career, you've always made a brand, right? Eve Rodriguez Montoya, this is what she represents, and obviously you wouldn't have been awarded two administrations the opportunity, right? So talk to us about what did you focus on personal branding, and now obviously in your business branding, is there a separation? Do they run parallel? Talk to us about branding, the importance of that.
Sure. So branding is very important. I mean, personal branding is really how you market yourself, right, to the public. And that's based on your skills, your reputation, and really honing in on something that you could be a subject matter expert in, right? Because then I know you guys had a session where you talked about reputation and the importance of your reputation. Yes. You need to guard that with your life.
Oh, yes. You do. Yes. Especially yes. You see all these things where it's like the cancel culture and then this happens and then you're done.
Yes, absolutely. But I think in finding that and really, you know, sitting down and taking the time to think about the work that you're doing currently, what you intend to do, because it should also evolve. What's your current brand now versus 3 years from now, 5 years from now? But also being very authentic about who you are. Because if you are trying to put yourself out there as something that you're not, you know, people will figure that out with time. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then you'll lose that opportunity. So, but, you know, it you asked about the personal and professional. You know, for me, I'm really, they run so the closely same. Together, mm-hmm. especially because of the work that I'm in PR. It's really about Eve, right? Mm-hmm. And what I bring in my expertise and having spent navigating through city government for 15 years and then having that entrepreneurial, you know, piece.
Backbone.
Yeah. Thank you. Exactly. And then also just being personable and wanting to give back. So all of that is like who I am, right? And yeah. So I, in everything I do, that's how I think about things. And that's part of my brand and who I am. And so it's just really finding that for yourself. Who are you authentically? You got to give a little to make a lot. If you think about that, mm-hmm. if you give your time, I sit on several boards. I meet people at those board meetings. They ask me what I do. I talk to them about my work, and then they want to engage with me, right?
Right.
And so that leads to more opportunities. Like, you're not always going to, you know, monetize on these
right.
relationships, but they're going to make you better doing the work that you're doing.
Yeah, you're planting seeds and the harvest will come.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that advice that you've given. Yeah. I think it's really impressive, the work that you've done and the career that you've built. You know, a lot of us come from, you know, entrepreneurial parents who are trying, who, you know, that's the American dream, right? To come here, buy a house, start mm-hmm. a business and send their kids to college.
Yes.
And I feel like you are such a beautiful example of when that goes really well.
Oh, thank you. My parents will love to hear that from you. And you know, you have Durango and Jalisco.
Oh, yeah.
My mom's from Guadalajara. My dad's from Durango. It's funny you say that because my mom's American dream was to have all of us go to college. There's four of us. So I have three brothers and then me. I'm in the middle. My two older brothers graduated from DePaul. My younger brother graduated from Loyola. And I graduated from Northwestern. And she has those degrees prominently hanging. And that's for her. She's like,
And so I love that. And I think you are such a good role model. And I love that you talk about giving back.
Yes.
Because I think that's also our responsibility, right? You know, we didn't have people ahead of us that looked like us. But now that's done. Like, now there are people who look like us. So it's still our obligation to bring others along as we continue.
Yeah. Share what we've learned
yes.
so that they don't go through those awkward moments of being mm-hmm. unsure.
Yeah.
And then we put them at the next level. And that's the best we can do.
Exactly.
So opportunity to plug in this new venture that you have. So let's talk about Política, Cultura y Más.
Yes. So I, a good friend of mine, Alex Garza, she is also, you know, an entrepreneur. And she it runs WRLL, which lives in the family of Midwest Broadcasting. So it's WVON. The voice of the African-American community, and WRLL, which is the voice of the Latino community. And it's 1450 a.m. They offered me a slot there 1 to 3 every Friday for Cultura, Wonderful. Política y Más, which is a bilingual talk radio show.
Your dad's dream come true.
Yes, it is.
Full circle.
Yes, it is.
Nayeli,
it is.
You were listening. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Of course, you know, fast forward 17 years old, he took me to the museum medium of broadcast and said, you should be on the radio.
He's there like, he is.
There we it go. Took me a so few your, decades.
Your mom has your degree and your dad has you on the radio. So.
Yes, yeah. And he's always giving me advice. He'll call me beforehand. So I'm going to have him on a show. But yes, it runs every Friday from 1 to 3 p.m., 1450 a.m., traditional radio. I know everyone cringes sometimes, but there's some charm to it. And
there
then
is.
It, does, it does stream live at WRLL1450.com. Yeah, thank you for this. I always say you've got to do shameless self-promotion.
Yes, you have
thank
to.
You for
That's
the plug.
Part of the brand building.
It's
yes.
another platform.
Yes. Right?
Another platform that you're bringing a lot of resources. You had our controller on Friday. I tuned into that session.
Susana Mendoza. She was fantastic.
Yes. And so there's a lot more stuff that is coming back in regards to resources. So that's what we are, right? We're here
resources
to bridge resources
to
provide them. Mm-hmm. And make our communities thrive.
Share in the wealth of information.
That is correct.
Absolutely.
Well, Eve, thank you for joining us.
Such
a pleasure. Señorita Velia.
Gracias.
We look forward to hearing more from you, hearing your show, and we just appreciate what you do.
Thank you. Thank you for this time, and go cafecito. I love it. I love the theme, corporate cafecito, and I learned a lot about both of you and your background, and thank you for this platform.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Hasta la próxima.
Nos vemos.
Corporate Cafecito was produced in beautiful downtown Oak Park at Boulevard Studio. Audio engineer and editor is Mike Mitchell.
We're available on every podcast platform.